Christ to the Nations and This Devotion to Your Day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 8th chapter of Job. Such are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless shall perish. His confidence is severed, and his trust is a spider's web. The book of Job speaks about those who forget God and compares their trust to being something like a spider's web. Harry Young should have read that book. Let me explain. Years ago in New York City, thousands of people stopped running their rat race, at least for a few minutes, to observe the courage and ability of Harry Young. In order to see Harry clearly, they had to watch him from across the street, and even then they had to crane their necks upwards. You see, Harry, in his ads and on his billboards, billed himself as the human fly. Harry had made quite a reputation for himself by clambering up the outside of buildings. If it looked like a building couldn't be scaled, Harry scrambled up, without using net or any kind of safety harness. It was truly a death-defying act, until the day Harry climbed the Martinique Hotel on Broadway. Harry was climbing surely, confidently, cleanly, until he got near the top. There he failed to find the foot and toe hold that he needed. Reacting quickly, Harry grasped out toward a narrow outcropping. The crowd groaned, and Harry's wife fainted as he fell and died on the pavement below. Some said in his hand was the remnant of a spider's web, a web he had thought was something solid. Which is just this devotion's way of saying, if you're going to put your confidence in something, make sure it's something solid. Personally, I can think of no one whom I trust more than the Savior. In his short lifespan, he managed to fulfill all the promises made about him by 1,000 years of prophets. Even more than that, he healed the sick, raised the dead, resisted every temptation, stood up to the devil, carried our sins, and died the death which our transgressions had earned. Now, that same crucified and risen Savior makes a promise to us. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Well, do you believe? Considering the Savior's accomplishments, his victories, how can we do otherwise? Yes, we believe. And we trust his word to be faithful and true. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, there are many products which offer us a lifetime guarantee. Only you have the ability to make a promise which is good beyond this life. Having stood at the cross and looked into the empty tomb, may my heart be filled with trust for you and your word. In your name, amen.